Every year on this hallowed track of Churchill Downs, the thundering hooves of hopeful thoroughbreds break the crisp spring air. Each majestic stride, one step closer into the history books, chasing the legend of Secretip. And it's over. Thanks for enjoying our 10 hours of pre-race coverage. See you at the Preakness.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Welcome to May 3rd.
Today is National Paranormal Day.
Definitely some paranormal activity.
It's spooky.
Again, one paranormal thing that happened to you.
Yeah, I've seen a ghost.
You too?
Well, I've seen a ghost.
Oh, are you paranormal investigators?
We're paranormal experts.
Are you having any paranormal issues?
Today is National Paranormal Day.
It's spooky. Time.
Boo time. It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now. Who comes up with these things? National Paranormal Day. Good Lord. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
How do you get our live show and our featured channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You say, you just enable the skill one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and just go to our website, too. You just go to radio434.com and click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcasts. And see, what we do is each and every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, we do our live show from 8 to 11 a.m., and then-ish. And then we take each one of those segments, and on the live channel, you get music, you get songs, you get a regular radio morning show, complete with all the bells and whistles. But on the podcast, what we do is we just take all the segments, each and every segment, and the interviews and stuff like that, and we just repack those together into the podcast, and that's what you can listen to in and around noon or so. That's when the new podcasts drop. You can watch the show as well, live on Facebook Live between 8 and 11. That happens on The Mike Show VA on Facebook. Like us a long time if you have not. It would be such a sad day for you to deprive yourself of all of this content. All right. Coming up on the program, we have a busy, busy day. We have the folks from the Out of the Darkness Walk are going to be joining us. Unity in the Seven Hills Church is making a donation to those folks live on the air. And we're going to talk about, and I know it's kind of, it's typically a heavier topic for our Fridays. But here's the thing. There's a stigma about talking about mental health. And We don't have that issue when we talk about, you know, heart health or recovering from a heart attack. We don't have that stigma. We don't have that stigma when we talk about cancer screenings and cancer prevention and recovering from cancer. We don't have an issue with that, right? But as soon as we mention mental health, you know, people get all cringy and they're like, "Oh yeah, I don't know." Now, come on, it is one of the leading causes of death. And again, I hate to bring us down in the morning, but there's good news. There are people that are working on this. There are people that are there to help. There is the Out of the Darkness Walk that raises awareness and raises funds to help with this topic and this subject. And so we're going to talk about it, and we're going to put a positive spin on it. Also, musician Eli Lev is going to be joining us on the program. He's going to be joining us, too, tomorrow at Three Roads in downtown Lynchburg at 1300 Court Street, 6 p.m. For a musical concert presentation. So come on out and join us. It's our May the 4th Derby de Mayo as well. But Eli's going to join us on the show via the magic of technology. He's got a new album that's coming up, and we've got some tracks from that that we're going to play. So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a really, really good jam-packed morning. In addition to all that, of course, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals. But we're going to get even smarter-est with your nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Plus, either Riley or Darius is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg community market. All that and so much more on today's edition of the Mike Show. And if that isn't enough for you, science has finally figured out why beer tastes better cold. Okay, so we've got that, and we're going to then go to our top list. Top other questions science must finally answer now that they've figured out why beer tastes better cold. Okay, so that's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Just when you thought you'd tried just about every microbrew there is, get your taste buds ready for a new adventure. Air conditioner beer. Yep, we figured out a way to mix grain, hops, and yeast and run it through an evaporator coil with the condensation dripping from the crusty hose hanging by your furnace. Taste the subtle malty flavors of Freon, notes of dust, and a metallic aroma of a clogged drain line. Air conditioner beer. And coming soon, radiator leak White Claw.
Oh no. So the Mike Show. All right. So seriously, if you ask a beer drinker like me why beer tastes better cold, they'll say, I'll say, it just does. And we're not wrong. I mean, unless you're in Germany. This isn't Germany, is it? We're not Germany. But we finally have a better answer. A new study figured out exactly why cold beer tastes better. I'm intrigued. I want to know. It all comes down to how alcohol behaves at different temperatures. Hey, behave.
Behave. Alcohol. You better behave.
Anyway, the shape of the water and ethanol molecules makes a big difference. Specifically, whether they're arranged in a chain or more of a pyramid. When beer is cold, more of the molecules arrange themselves into chains. And when that happens, you tend to taste the ethanol a little more. That's a good thing because it's slightly bitter, but also sweet. So when we can taste the ethanol in beer a little bit, we find it more refreshing and stimulating. They found the key temperature for an average beer is 41 degrees, which is roughly the temperature inside your refrigerator. Anything above that, and it won't taste quite as good. All right, now, science has figured it out. There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so with that, now that they finally figured it out, what eternal mystery will they solve next? Fingers crossed. It's anything from today's list, our top list today. Top other questions science must finally answer. All right, here we go. Number one. What is in Subway tuna? Top questions science must finally answer now that they've figured out why beer tastes better cold. Why is there hair on our toes? How is Sears still open? Top other questions science must answer. Why do grown men chest bump when their NFL team scores? Who eats pears? Top other questions science must finally answer. Are peeps biodegradable? Can you park at a broken parking meter without getting a ticket? Top other questions science must finally answer. Has any woman been turned on by chest hair since 1974? I'm looking at you, Mr. Tom Selleck. Top other questions science must finally answer. What's up with Canadians? Which came first, the mustache or becoming a cop? And top other questions science must finally answer. If eating well is the key to longevity, how's William Shatner, 93? I don't know what he eats. Anyway, and he's Canadian. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us. Finally, Friday edition coming up. We have news, and we have not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The movie The Fall Guy opens today. It's about a stuntman who performs incredible feats like getting people to go to a movie theater in 2024. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. A lot of build-up for excitement that only lasts 2 minutes. Am I right, ladies? Peloton is laying off 15% of its employees. Most workers are happy because they felt like they were just spinning their wheels. And tomorrow is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. If you plan on dressing as Chewbacca, make sure the costume is authentic. You don't want to make a Wookiee mistake. This is not Headline News.
It is not. It's the Mike Show. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy you could join us on the finally Friday edition of the show. Beautiful day. However, we do have some showers in the mix. Thickening clouds and such will keep you abreast of the situation. And speaking of which, even if weight loss drugs like Ozempic can work for you, you don't get to choose where they remove the pounds from. Women are reporting a new side effect that's being referred to as unpredictable Ozempic breasts. Some women say it's making their breasts sag, while others say it's making theirs balloon. Doctors say the sagging is more common because as someone loses weight, fat tissue in their breasts also diminishes, making them smaller. Most experts are surprised to hear that some women are having their chest grow in size, but there are a few possible explanations. Hormonal fluctuations in the body can cause temporary breast swelling or tenderness. Or it's possible that it's just an optical illusion. As people become skinnier, their boobies tend to appear bigger. Either way, some women say they're pleasantly surprised. All right. It was inevitable.
Inevitable.
The Taco Bell is testing new crispy chicken nuggets at locations this month. They also did a small test run. Well, they're doing it in Houston. They also did a small test run in Minneapolis this year. Their nacho fries have been popular, so maybe nuggets are the next logical step. They do at least include a few ingredients associated with Mexican food. Now, some would argue Taco Bell has never served Mexican food. But anyway, they're infused with a jalapeno buttermilk marinade and coated in crushed up tortilla bits. They also come with one of two sauces, a new bell sauce or a jalapeno honey mustard. Five-piece costs $4 and 10-piece costs $7. No word on when they might offer those nationwide. This isn't actually the first time they've dipped their nugget into the nugget game. They also had something called Naked Chicken Chips back in 2017. They were triangular chicken nuggets you dipped in nacho cheese. Not yo cheese. Fans were upset when they got discontinued. So, yeah. Oh, there's a photo of them. Well, we have to look at that. Gotta look at the photo. Here, wait. Let's see here. Just gonna do that. Nope, wrong one. Present, share screen. There we go. Chicken nuggets, everybody, from Taco Bell. Will they come here? Who knows? I am hungry all of a sudden. What else? Anything else? I mean, that wasn't really news. How about this? Some people think it's too impersonal to click on a wedding registry, buy something, and then just close your laptop. But there's a reason it's done this way, because otherwise people can just get weird. There's a thread on social media where people are talking about the craziest wedding gifts that they've received. Here are some of the best ones. Let's do it from the bottom up. It's the way I like to do it. And by the way, if you've got a wedding coming up that you have to go to, or especially if it's a destination wedding, here, use any of these as a potential gift. Number 12 on the list, a ceramic bust of the Virgin Mary that plugs in. The ceramic lamp of Jesus' mom includes a blue robe covering her hair and her hands in prayer with a rosary between them. Okay. I mean, even if you think it's beautiful, I mean, don't you think that's kind of something that, you know, maybe the couple would want to pick out themselves? I don't know. Anyway, a half dozen engraved and embroidered gifts with the groom's name misspelled. They had Mark with a K instead of the C, and how he actually spelled his name. Somebody gave a large dictionary. Uh-huh. A red glass ashtray that looked like a vagina. A gumball machine. Okay. Somebody else got a salad shooter from a close friend. You know, that with an electric slicer, shredder, it looks kind of like a hairdryer. Even better, it was a re-gift. They had a note inside for the original recipient. And then somebody else got a salad shooter from a close friend. And they said they were bummed because it was a cheap plastic appliance. A hot dog toaster. The best part is the couple got divorced and then reconciled. And for the second wedding, the same person got them a hot dog toaster. They did it on purpose because they thought it would be funny. These are the weirdest wedding gifts the couples have received. A big box of Dove soap. A 2 foot tall ceramic statue of a cobra with ruby eyes. A decorative wall fan made out of plastic forks, lace, and ribbons. It wasn't a joke. It was from an old lady at the groom's hometown church. And a copy of Windows 95. They got married in 2010. So, anyway. All right. The Mike Show coming up. We're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really even smarter-est with Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly. L-Y-H.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
L-Y-H. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
No! It's that time again where we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say, I was doing something else, so I'm attempting to multitask, so I needed the extra wows. All right, here we go. Number one, George Lazenby, the actor, was offered a 7-movie deal to play James Bond, but he only played him once in the movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service. his agent convinced him that James Bond would be archaic in the liberated 1970s. So he shouldn't bother playing him. Yeah.
Brutal.
How's that working out for George Lazenby? Do you know of any other movie George Lazenby has been in?
I don't know.
Nope. But you sure as heck know who Sean Connery is and Roger Moore and who's the other guy? Oh, yeah, wee little Danny Craig. You know who those guys are. Uh-huh. Number two. There are only 8 countries that don't have an official primary language. Pakistan, Ethiopia, Somalia. Here, wait, let's get some music in here. I talk too much. Let's see. How do you pronounce that? Eritrea, Costa Rica, Australia, the UK, and the US. They don't have an official primary language. Number three. John Quincy Adams, old JQA himself, was the first president that had a middle name. None of the 5 presidents before him had a middle name. That is so interesting. What is your middle name?
K.
K?
Yeah, like K-A-Y.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just the letter.
No.
You know, like a whole Men in Black thing, you know?
No.
Yeah, K-A-Y. K-A-Y. I have no middle name.
What?
No middle initial. My dad, his name was William Henry McKendry. And my mom thought, that is the stupidest name I've ever heard. And my children, and that wasn't the worst. My grandma on my dad's side ended up naming the kids, but would call them by their middle names, not by their first name, their given name. And my mom thought that was so weird. So she said, yeah, my kids will not have middle names.
Fair enough, I guess.
Yeah. And she told us that we were too poor for middle names. Yeah. Let's see. Number four, tarot cards were originally invented in Europe in the 1400s as a regular card game. Fortune tellers didn't start using them until the late 1700s. And then number five, Marvin Gaye's real last name was Gay, without an E at the end. He added the E early in his career when there were questions about his sexuality.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And those are your 5 random facts. It is The Mike Show. Welcoming to the studio, Riley from your Lynchburg Community Market. Hi, Riley.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Gearing up for tomorrow, the farmer's market. All the crafters in store. What can we expect tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow we have our normal farmers market beginning around 8 is when most of our vendors will be set up for until 1. But our entities open from 7 to 2. So you can grab breakfast before everyone's set up, be here until 2, buy some artisan craft vendors. We may also have some bags of tulips still tomorrow. Depends on how many we finish selling today. But those are $5 a bag and there's 50 bulbs inside. So be on the lookout. Ask us if we have any tomorrow and we'll be sure to give you some if we do.
All right. Sounds great. Now the Wednesday markets, when does that kick off?
Yeah, those begin May 15th. So about a week and a half from now, we'll be starting to have our midweek farmers market on Wednesdays from 9 to 1. So we'll have some of our regular vendors and then some that we don't normally have on Saturdays will be here selling produce, meat, cheese, all the things. And then our artisan craft gallery will also be open for us.
Great news, by the way, for those of us that live downtown or those of us that work downtown, but can't quite get over to the market on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We tend to run out of things during the week. And we'll end up, you know, having to, you know, zippy on up to the supermarket. And I would much rather stroll across the parking lot and go visit Lynchburg Community Market. So
that'll
be our regular Wednesday thing. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah. Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. And they're open year round and have regular hours throughout the week. So you can enjoy them for breakfast or lunch or even shop the crafters gallery throughout the week. What are your regular hours?
So we are open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2.
All right. And you can also find you on the interwebs. And where is that?
We have a website. That's LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then our Facebook and our Instagram are both Lynchburg Community Market. So we're super easy to find.
Very easy. Riley, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We really appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing you at the market.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing you all. See you tomorrow.
Absolutely. The Mike Show coming up. We're going to get really, really smart with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. And we have guests aplenty in studio. And you may recognize these two. Daniel. We have a special sound effect for you from Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello. And Cassie joining us as well. And every year we feature the folks from the Out of the Darkness Walk. We're going to talk about the walk that's coming up, celebrating 10 years. It's hard to believe.
Crazy.
That you guys have been doing that particular walk for 10 years. It is coming up again in October. But the reason that we're talking about it now is, one, we want you to sign up. We want you to help fundraise. But we also we want to make mention that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And that is a very, very important topic. Typically on a Friday, we tend to be on the lighter side of things, and we goof off, and we don't usually have heavy topics. But if it were heart health awareness or cancer prevention, we would be gleeful and joyful about talking about the subject. Mm-hmm. And mental health awareness is no different.
Yep.
Cassie, there's a stigma.
Huge.
And that needs to be overcome.
It sure does. That's the message that we really try to spread in the community. And the more that we can openly share and talk about our stories and what brought us to be a part of the Out of the Darkness Walk, we hope that it gives empowerment to others to also open up and share and continue to just break down these barriers and talk about everything going on with all of us.
Well, a lot of strides have been made since the inception of this walk here in Lynchburg. Tell us about that. Tell us about all the great things that have happened over these past 10 years. There is a number that you can call that's very simple. It's similar to 911 or 411.
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So the new crisis hotline that you can call is 988. And this is specifically for mental health support, whether you yourself are in a crisis or you may have a loved one or a friend that is in crisis and you just need advice. You can stay 100% anonymous, or you can tell them everything about yourself. Mm. It's totally up to you, and they're there to support you. And we love to spread that message. Then just think back to 10 years ago. I was not here 10 years ago when we started this walk, yeah. But Deanne and Joan paint a very vivid picture of what we were when we started this. And it was a very small gathering of just 300 people the first year at Percival's Isle. And I believe it was a huge rainstorm also that day.
Yeah.
So the weather was not the best.
It was rather soggy, if I remember correctly.
Yes. And then each year it just continued to evolve and grow, and the amount of people that in our community came out to support us, that by the time that I joined in 2018, we had over 1,000 people come out that year to that walk at Riverside Park. And we've evolved even further now to a new location at Peaksview Park. So that's where we were last year, and that's where we'll be again this year on Saturday, October 5th. And for it being our 10th anniversary, we're really hoping this year will be the biggest year yet.
Absolutely. And you guys, I have the graphic up now. It's your t-shirts and yes. hoodies fundraiser that you've launched, and that's available on your Facebook page. Tell us about that.
Yes. So every year for the past 3 years, we've been partnering with a local small business, Treasures to Keep. And she makes beautiful t-shirts that we select one or two designs each year that really speak to us as committee members. And she offers those for everybody in the community to buy near and far. My family in Pennsylvania always purchases. She can ship. and for each shirt purchased throughout the month of May, she donates $10 to our Out of the Darkness walk.
That was tremendous.
So we need to jump on that then.
Yes, and the one design this year features the 988 number embedded within the graphic. So it just helps to spread that message even further.
Yeah, and I mentioned I really like the tie-dye one.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Again, you know, it's a topic that we're hesitant to discuss, but it absolutely positively needs to be discussed. And this is a way, again, that the you know, a lot of stigmas can be broken down and help can be guided to folks that need it. And there certainly is a lot of folks that have been in this situation 10 years later are doing tremendously. You know?
Yes. It's amazing to be on the other side. And I openly share my story so that people can see that it's possible to hit rock bottom and pick yourself back up.
And you're doing fantastic.
Thank you.
And she speaks really well. I'm petrified now to follow that.
Daniel, you perform in front of live audiences. What
All
are you
time.
Talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about? So, Daniel, what is your involvement with the Out of the Darkness
walk? For several years, I've been playing the violin during the ceremony. And it's a really touching moment. And just having that live music there. Music has a power to touch people and to move people through emotions. Mm-hmm. And I think it's quite a powerful moment. It is for me as I stand there and listen and watch and try and connect and pull my heart out, really, into the community, into the Out of Darkness walk. Ceremony. They have some lovely ceremonies too. They have
Absolutely.
The infinity ribbons at the end,
yeah.
which is really a great touching moment. Mm-hmm.
So you two have been on the show a number of times, and this gentleman has not. introduce yourself.
My name is Reverend Rick Bellis. I'm the minister for Unity in the Seven Hills. And we are so grateful to be able to partner in so many ways with both of these wonderful people. Let me start with Daniel. Daniel has many gigs, but we are so fortunate to have Daniel as our music director.
Yeah.
You know, churchy music sometimes is not high on the hit parade, but I mean, the music that Daniel provides, I mean, it's just really...
There's literally a chart for that. It's churchy music.
You know, my first church was in Tulsa, and country and all came up to me and said, you know, whether it's Oral Roberts, Jerry Falwell, or more progressive churches like ours, the common theme is it's the music is the build up act to the minister who comes out. He said to me, in heaven, it's exactly different. The ministers are the warm up act. And, you know, it all boils down to Merle Haggard coming out on the stage. So we are, I mean, the music is just wonderful. And one of the things which we so treasure at Unity in Seven Hills, that we do support institutions and things in our community. We have, for example, with our partner Food Not Bombs, we have a refrigerator, literally a refrigerator, under a beautiful kiosk. I mean, our congregants build it. Looks like something from the Paris Metro. But it's a refrigerator out there 24/7.
Wow.
Which is providing food. We also have for canned goods, dry foods, also books. So we think it's important to be giving back to the community. I must say, from pastoral counseling, the mental health component is so important. Mm-hmm. Mike, I think you hit the nail on the head that a lot of times people are willing to talk about, broken legs, or mm-hmm. I got this at the playing football on Sunday, or
here,
whatever.
Look at my gout.
Yeah, but the mental health stuff stays hidden.
Yeah.
I think one of the things, it is so important for the community to rally around this, and absolutely. I think the walk is really, truly important.
Absolutely.
And I think we have broken stigmas in certain areas, you know.
Yes.
But there are still things to be broken down. I know when my first wife and I lost a child during the pregnancy, we spoke to people and we found out all sorts of people hadn't spoken about that. So mm-hmm. There are these stigmas that we carry with us in society, and I think mental health is one that's it's being broken down now.
It definitely is. In one way that we saw that this year, for the first time in 10 years here in Lynchburg, we've been trying to get a campus walk at Liberty University, and this year, 2024, we finally did it.
That's fantastic. Right.
And it was amazing, the turnout that we had there.
That is great.
Yeah.
So again, this walk is coming up on October the 5th, 2024. You can log on to the American Foundation website, and that is I lost it. It's here. I know it is.
AFSP.org.
Thank you. There you go. Now I see it. And just type in Lynchburg, Virginia, and you'll find it. Just getting started out with fundraising. So get your teams together, get yourself together, and join this incredible walk. And I understand that there's something you guys wanted
there
to
is.
Do.
I mean,
while we're here.
Our progressive, I think, progressive Christianity, progressive spirituality. A lot of times Lynchburg is known for something else, but I mean that there are progressive beacons, and I think Unity in the Seven Hills up on Commerce, Campbell Avenue is one of those important things. We are a tithing church that we do support institutions. Here, and one of the ones which we definitely wanted to do on mental health week was to do this for the walk and to do this for your organization.
Thank you.
And again, we are so proud and honored to be able to partner with you on
we
this.
We are as well. Thank you very much.
I love check presentations.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. It's a fantastic morning. Again, if you want to learn more about the walk, visit your website, which is
AFSP.org and search Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yep. And you'll find out all about the current walk that is coming up on October the 5th. And anything more you want to share with us about what we can expect for this year's walk?
Well, we're still in the early stages of planning, but we are trying our best to get as many resource tables and vendors to show up this year. We really want this to be the biggest celebration in our community and just an outpouring of hope and support.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate it. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition.
Finally.
Finally.
We made it.
We did. We made it.
Another week.
Woo. A little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. It sounds, and we're going to lovingly rehome them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. Stay tuned for that.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition of the program. And today, we are extremely thankful to have Eli Lev joining us on the program. Eli is going to be in town in Lynchburg Saturday, playing at Three Roads. Well, now, Eli, are you going to be dressed either as Star Wars for Kentucky Derby or to celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Wow. You know, maybe I'll do top half one way and bottom half the other. That'd be cool.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Because we're encouraging a mashup of all three.
Okay.
if you can pull it off, if you possibly pull it off. But that's not why you're here. Eli is going to be joining us at Three Roads for a free concert live here in the Berg. And we're really, really excited to have you there at the venue. But we're excited to have you on the show. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Stoked.
Well, Eli, tell us about yourself and tell us about your music. When did you get started? Well, let me back it up. I usually ask, when did you get started in the music business? But when did you realize that, man, this is something I love to do and this is something I want to do?
Yeah, I've been writing silly songs my whole life, but I never really thought I'd do it like seriously as a full-time gig. That only happened after I got my master's degree in English education, if you can believe
wow.
it.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. So I'm a career educator. I taught middle school on the Navajo Indian Reservation in Arizona. I've taught English as a second language abroad in Israel and in Andorra. And then now I came back to get my master's. I had some time just to relax around my family and friends in Maryland. And I was asked to open for a touring act who was coming through, found me on Facebook. And that show was the first breadcrumb of the next show and the next show, and then writing songs, recording them. And then now here I am, full-time independent musician.
Well, that is tremendous. And congratulations on all those accomplishments. Musical instrument-wise, what do you play? What all do you play?
Yeah, my main instrument is acoustic guitar, but I also perform with harmonica. I play the native flute that I picked up in Arizona. I play mandolin. I have a loop pedal that I use. So really a little bit of keyboard and piano, really anything that can make sounds, I try and utilize.
Nice. Who are some of your influences musically? Who do you gravitate towards? Who did you listen to early on growing up and go, man, I want to be, that's what I love that. I want that.
Yeah. Well, I would love to hear your take on that. I'd love to hear what you think my influences are, and then we'll compare notes because you've heard some of my music. What do you hear in there?
Man, you're putting me on the spot.
I am.
First off, I love your song, Love in the Middle Ages. And when I saw the title, I went, this could be interesting. And then hearing the song, it has such a cool pop drive to it. Mm-hmm. But still that Americana flair.
Yeah.
So how about this? We're going to play that tune.
Okay.
and then I'll give you my take.
Love it.
All right. Now, I have to adjust the audio settings so that the audience, because we're in echo cancellation for the interview. But for the audience to hear your song in full stereo, I'm gonna adjust the settings. There will be some delay back and forth, so I'm gonna mute your mic, and then we'll go from there. So apologize for the housekeeping notes, but here we go. Let's switch it up. This is "Love in the Middle Ages."
Started looking for where it could be. I ran from kisses in the third grade. Dated a girl in middle school for 10 days. I thought it would never come my way. But I found love in the Middle Ages. It ain't always fireworks, and it comes in stages. It takes courage and trust in each other. In the Middle Ages, love in the Middle Ages. I chase love across the oceans, but I never knew what it was like to stay. What it took to really listen, how to compromise, and how to now I'm old enough to say I found love in the Middle Ages. It ain't always fireworks, and it comes in stages. It takes courage and trust in each other. I know I found it, what true love is. It's love in the Middle Ages. Love in the Middle Ages. And it's a trip to Dunkin' in the morning. It's knowing exactly what she's gonna say. It's getting cozy on the couch after a long, hard day. It's growing old together, figuring it out along the way. I found love in the Middle Ages. It's not just fate or even a promise. There's something deeper, something stronger. I put down my sword and took off my armor. 'Cause I found love in the Middle Ages. It ain't always fireworks, and it comes in stages. It takes courage and trust in each other. I know I found it, what true love is. It's love in the Middle Ages. Love in the Middle Ages.
Yikes! The Mike Show. Let's flip it back to echo cancellation here for you, and let's bring you back up on screen. That's Eli Lev, everybody. It's the Mike Show, finally Friday edition. So, all right, I am hearing notes of Jason Mraz.
Yes.
I am hearing notes of John Mayer.
Yes.
I'm hearing a little tinge of Keith Urban.
Ooh, okay, Mike. Nice.
But you have a very, very original sound. And now, did you grow up in Maryland?
I did, Silver Spring.
Okay. So I'm getting hints of that. Just a little bit accent. A little bit.
Yeah.
but I can tell you've traveled. I can tell you've traveled all over. So man, oh man, excellent, excellent tunes. Is your album out now?
So my album Present Journey is coming out in a month, but four songs from that 5-song album are out now.
Okay.
That's that Universal song that you see on screen, the Honky Tonk Truth, Love in the Middle Ages, and They Say. So the next one is called We Need a Bigger Bus, and that's coming out in a few weeks. That's exciting.
All right. We are looking forward to having you at Three Roads. That's this Saturday. You're going to be coming in. 6 o'clock, you hit the stage?
Yeah, let me check. We've got 6 o'clock. Absolutely.
Yep. And I'll be there as well. I'll be your MC, and we can talk about whatever sound stuff and stage plot, or if we want to go inside or outside. We're expecting some showers and thunderstorms, so I think we're going to be playing inside the tap room.
Okay. Sounds good.
But those are some housekeeping things and not necessarily for the interview. but folks know that I live my heart on the sleeve, through the show, and everybody pretty much expects me to talk about other things. Well, Eli, what is next? You're on tour. What are your hopes for the future?
Yeah, it's a full, tour schedule this year. And then we've got, Present Journey is the first of three upcoming albums. The three-part series is called Three Worlds, and that's going to include Present Journey, Past Lives, and Future Myths. So I'm in the middle of this big Three Worlds project right now, and I'm so excited to release it to the world soon.
It is tremendous. Well, Eli, thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing you. It is a free show, everybody. So get out and see this guy, Rising Star, man. And you'll remember. You'll look back 10 years from now, and you'll go, I remember when he played Three Roads, and now he's in Los Angeles. Now he has a residency in Vegas. Good Lord, I remember. So get out. Don't miss your opportunity to see this guy up close and personal. Eli, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. This is super fun. And I'll see you soon at Three Roads.
All right. We'll see you. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown of things you may have missed. It's National Space Day, so we'll start there. You've seen this in movies, but it might become reality if we want to live on the moon. A study found that running along the inside of a spinning wheel might prevent astronauts from losing muscle mass up there. It's called a wall of death when people do it on motorcycles. Anyway, the moon has 1/6 as much gravity as Earth. So researchers wanted to see if it was possible to do it up there by just running, keep your muscle mass. They hung a guy from a bungee to simulate it, and they say the answer is yes. They can help prevent.
I said yes.
They may be able to help prevent losing muscle mass by just running inside a wheel. In other space news, China.
Hello.
Hi. Is trying to bring back the first samples from the dark side of the moon. Also, NASA recently broke a record by receiving a laser transmission, a freaking laser, from a spacecraft that is 140 million miles away. The transmission they decided to test it with was a cat video. What is it? Oh, yeah, it's the Psyche or Psyche asteroid probe. It's 140 million miles away. Cat video. What else? In animal news. Other animal news, because that was a cat video. A male orangutan was seen administering first aid, which is crazy. He chewed some leaves from a plant known to be a natural pain reliever. Then he rubbed the juice on a cut and covered the wound with more leaves. So, I mean, next stop, Planet of the Apes, maybe? All right, so this is even creepier. In fake animal news, now we showed you in on earlier episodes, Boston Dynamics. They have robot dogs, and they've got one in particular that has a flamethrower mounted to it. What could possibly go wrong? Okay, first you've got robot dogs running around in packs, right? Then you have robot dogs with flamethrowers running around in packs. So here, I want you to see even the creepiest version. Meet Sparkles. They put a dog costume on their... Yeah, they put a dog costume on their fake dog. Here, watch. Frightening. Just frightening. If you want to see this, you can go on over to our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. What could possibly go wrong with this? Oh, sure. Yeah, just show them dancing and stuff. That'll make us unafraid. They are really good dancers, though. It's time to lay down. All right. What else? This could be big for the environment. Researchers at UC San Diego invented a new type of living plastic with built-in bacteria that's able to digest it. It can be broken down in as little as 5 months. That is fantastic, fantastical news. Yeah. Keep all that crap out of the landfills. In dinosaur news, T-Rexes were probably morons. A study last year claimed that T-Rexes might have been as smart as monkeys, but now a new study found that they were probably as smart as modern-day alligators. And in road rage news, a study found quick fits of anger can cause temporary damage to your heart and blood vessels. So try your best to stay calm. And everyone, please, use those turn signals. And there we go. That's your nerd news. Finally, Friday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to place them in your ear holes. It is called Audio Vault. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Oh, it helps if you turn on the microphone. All right, take two. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like it. Well, we're talking about weddings. It is wedding season coming up. Tropicana would like to help couples planning to marry by having them decide a big question beforehand. Pulp or no pulp?
Before I name you man and wife, do you, Jenny, have a preference of pulp or no pulp?
No pulp.
And Glenn?
No pulp.
Oh, good!
Yes, and what about the toilet paper roll?
I'll say, always hanging in the back like a mullet.
No, it should be hanging in front, always on the ready to be pulled.
Okay, you're one and one. And do you both agree there's more than one way to load a dishwasher?
Hey, if the stuff's in there, it's loaded right. Right, honey?
Well, there's a specific way I like things arranged. Like, you can get more in if you load it back to front.
Oh, boy.
And the silverware should be grouped together when you load.
Does it really matter?
That makes it easier to unload.
Maybe you two should live together for a while.
All right, there you go. Yep. Let's go to viral videos. Somebody posted an animated video of different rock stars whose singing styles sound like various things. There's audio of each. Robert Plant as a forklift, Kurt Cobain as a coffee grinder, David Lee Roth as popcorn, Ozzy Osbourne as windshield wipers, and Michael Jackson as an old school dot matrix printer. Here, listen. Popcorn. All right, so you have to watch the video. Go and look at that. Star Wars Day is tomorrow, so we found this. Talk about great product placement. When a network in Chile ran three Star Wars movies in the early 2000s, instead of cutting to a commercial, they edited a beer brand called Crystal into the movie scenes, along with their jingle. Listen as Obi-Wan reaches into a chest to give Luke his lightsaber. They made it look like an ice chest full of beers. Here, and then there's another plug with Yoda, and then Darth Vader. Listen.
I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father. Which reminds me, I have something here for you.
Cerveza Cristal! A Jedi uses the Force for knowledge and defense, never for attack.
But tell me why I can't...
No, there is no why. Clear your mind, question.
By now you must know your father can never be turned from the dark side.
It is pointless to resist, my son.
Oh my god. Anyway, let's see. Skip that. Let's skip that too. And are we going straight to a comedian? Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's do this. In honor of Star Wars Day tomorrow, May the 4th, here's comedian Jordan Rubin imagining what auditions were like for the original Star Wars movie.
Someone told me they made the first Star Wars movie, the entire cast and crew was on drugs because it was the 70s. They had some wild times back then or something. That kind of seems to make sense. Can you imagine a writer's meeting for the movie Star Wars? Be like, okay, dig this, man. His name's Chewbacca. He's a Wookiee. No, those are his lines. Write that down. Spell it right. All the other writers are like, George, you want to take a break? It's like, what if you're an actor in the 70s auditioning for the part of a Wookiee? That's got to be embarrassing, right? It's like, next.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Hey, this is Kyle with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy. We want to invite everyone to join us for a very special event on May 23rd at Monacan Park. It's the Conservation Canoe and Kayak Convoy celebrating a new conservation project out on Bald Eagle Island in Amherst County. We're going to paddle upstream from Monacan Park about a mile and a half to the island for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. We'll have the Business Alliance, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, who's donating the island to us, will be there, and then we'll paddle back down. Celebrating a great day on the water, a beautiful piece of property that's going to be protected forever along the James River. It should be a wonderful day to be out with, celebrating conservation, celebrating our beautiful area, and just all the great ways to get outdoors around Lynchburg. That's May 23rd, meeting at 9 a.m. at Monacan Park with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Wrap up about noon that day. It's going to be a great time.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios.
For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Police in Florida responded to a trespassing at a convenience store on Wednesday. One of the officers was assaulted. The officer was hit by a cheeseburger. Forcibly thrown at his thigh by a 73-year-old man while he was in handcuffs. Now, if you're thinking, well, that probably didn't leave a mark, well, you'd be wrong. According to the police report, the officer observed residue from the burger on his thigh, 6 inches beneath his belt line. These levels are really high. There we go. That's much better. Sorry about that. The man was charged with misdemeanor trespassing, a battery on a law enforcement officer, which is a felony. It's rough to get a felony like that, but don't feel bad for him. He has a long rap sheet that includes being arrested 2 years ago for trying to strike an officer with a metal pole. And then there's this. A guy in Florida who goes by the name of Pee-wee has been arrested after allegedly exposing himself to multiple shoppers in Target and Walmart. He was also arrested weeks earlier for a similar accusation. What a creep.
You are, but what am I?
Yeah. And then an 18-year-old pizza delivery driver out of Tennessee was shot at 7 times by a homeowner when he accidentally pulled into the wrong driveway. Here's Caden Wheeler talking about what had happened.
I was literally about to get killed right there. So it's attempted murder, in my opinion. I do believe there is, if you do have reasonable cause, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. But in certain cases like that, I don't think that was a reasonable cause, and therefore I don't agree with it.
Now, luckily, he was uninjured. Ryan Babcock was charged with aggravated assault. And then a man in Washington State was pulled over for reckless driving while attempting to chase someone down who had stolen his truck. Here is Aaron Babcock, the owner of Sunrise Auto Sales, talking about chasing the guy down.
It is very hopeless. They're getting so comfortable that, you know, normally you think that you're going to get your truck stolen in the middle of the night or something, but being at 3 o'clock and it's a sunny day and there's kids walking down the street, seeing somebody jump into the truck and take off, it's crazy. I thought he was going to kill somebody out the way he was driving. Am I going to be next again? Is somebody going to come back again tomorrow and do this to us? So, and especially in the middle of the day, you know, it's like they're not afraid of doing this.
Wow. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A chiropractor in Oklahoma is in the news because he specializes in working with animals. He has done adjustments on everything from dogs to chickens, and now there's a video of him cracking a giraffe's neck. It's trending on Instagram. Here's Dr. Joran Whitley talking about working on the giraffe.
Being able to work on a giraffe is a chiropractor's dream. I mean, it's the largest neck in the world.
His jaw was not moving to the left.
Their hair is pokey and their tongues are really slimy. Oh, it's like a short-haired cactus. And they're a lot more appreciative, I think, than some of my human patients.
There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Saturday, we heard this guy on the show. If you're just joining us and you did not hear the music of Eli Lev, you really missed out. You can go back to an earlier segment, watch the interview, listen to his tunes, and Eli Lev is one of our spotlight musicians. New music that we're featuring right here on Radio 434 in regular rotation. So if you want to hear the music of Eli Leb as well, or just look him up, or come out to our event at Three Roads tomorrow in downtown Lynchburg. And Eli Leb will be our musical entertainment. And let me grab the other graphic real quick because where is it? It was right here. Three Roads. Okay. Tomorrow, by the way, is May the 4th, Derby de Mayo. All right. What is that? Well, we're celebrating May the 4th, Star Wars Day. We're also celebrating the Kentucky Derby. And we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo all in one night. It's hashtag MT4DDMO. May the 4th, Derby de Mayo. On May 4th, you can join us. Dress as your favorite Star Wars character or come dressed in your best Kentucky Derby wear, including the big hats, or come dressed to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, or a combination of all three. Prizes for best costume, best couple, most original. We've got those for you. So come on out, join us. And Cousins Maine Lobster will be out at Three Roads in downtown Lynchburg from noon until 8. So you can come out if you want to. If you've tried Cousins Maine Lobster, you're not going to want to miss this. And if you haven't, you need to. So get on down to Three Roads, the music starts at 6 o'clock with Eli Leb. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?